Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I tell you what, it's nice and sunny here in Northern California, but the wind is so ferocious, it's blowing my carport apart. All right, here's gonna get the start day started. Let's get it on.
Go!
Ready, ready.
Masters, Madness in the City. You know, there's a lot of madness everywhere you go. People are going crazy. So anyway, I'm making myself a pot of tea right here. I've had a very busy day. My satellite dish wasn't working correctly, so the guy came out here at, like, I don't know, 8 o'clock. He even cut the limbs off my tree for me. What a nice guy. Kudos. Kudos for the internet guy. So, anyway, I guess at $120 bucks an hour, you get good service, right? All right, so I slid into home base just in time to do our radio show here. So, here we go. Dave Anger, this one goes out to you and Leslie.
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo. This is all I ever motherfucking hear from you.
With no effects. I really wanted to go to that. Darn.
All right, listen. I've got a CD by Vomit. I bought it. Does it play? Does it fuck on my BM fucking CD player? That's what Campbell calls it.
Give me an M's.
So next time you see Vomit, you go buy a CD. And it's buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Piss off Reg, mix his name. Piss off Reg, fricks his game. Piss off Reg with your fluffy red mane. Piss off Reg, you lose insane.
Death. got a friend invite. I don't know. What do you call it? Somebody wants to be your friend. So this guy, his name is Dale D. Motherfucking Henderson. Okay, so I'm looking at his page. It says that, let me see, about. So he's with the Venice Underground Entertainment Records. Went to Venice Senior High. Okay, tough guy, let's see what you got. We got a whole lot of good music up here. All right, how about A-Frame Jackknife? I love these guys. Antisocial for you. They've got some gigs coming up next, too. we're just answering some mail. I've got 21 messages here in my mailbox on Mystic Records. I don't want to go there very often. I never have time. Men in Black, Dave Angercore.
Thank you. bitch, I've gone off my bird.
I'm
14-mile-an-hour winds. Well, I got news for them. It's blowing everything apart in my yard, and it's even blowing some tin off of the old barn. It's crazy, and it's cold, too. It was like 90 degrees yesterday. Oh, boy, it's a whole 60 degrees today, and it's going to go up to a whole 70. Ooh-wee. Get out your bathing suits. Go for a swim.
Thank you. boy's gonna take you down to the river. They're gonna tie your hands, tie your feet too. Then they're gonna put you into the water. Yeah, that muddy water. Cause I'm mad, and I'm bad.
Okay, so a little history on the Parchment Farm Blues. I find it really interesting. You know, I love the blues, and, you know, they all have a pretty sad beginning, you know. And Parchment Farm Blues is a blues song. It was first recorded by American Delta blues musician Bucca White in 1940. And in an autobiographical piece in which White sings of his experience at the infamous Mississippi State Penitentiary, otherwise known as Parchment Farm, okay? So back in March of 1940, White arrived at the recording studio prepared to record several songs when Melrose saw that they were mostly reworkings of current popular blues numbers, and he encouraged White to take a couple of days and prepare some new material. So Mr. White later recalled saying, "I got it down," and remembered on the March 7th with 12 new songs, and one of them was Parchment Farm Blues, which he recorded that day, and all 12 were recorded over 2 days in 1940. And the song had elements of Delta blues, including one chord from Model Arrangement and the slide guitar break. However, the melody line is distinctive and relies less on blue notes. White delivers the vocals in his characteristic grainy, guttural style, accompanied by his guitar and Washburn Sam, a washboard percussion. His lyrics also allude to his time in Parchment Farm. So, you know, he's got some pretty gruesome photos here of men working, and it says here in a, he actually wrote a book, or no, Mississippi-born writer Jessamy Ward, she wrote a book and how she was terribly in fear of the uncles and men in her family getting arrested and going to one of those farms. Because, boy, let me tell you, they work those boys hard, hard. All right, next up is some Day Big News.
Don't care where you go, what long you stay, but good time treatment bring you home one day. Well, someday, baby, shine you in, and don't worry, no, no, nevermore.
was daydreaming here. And let me see. Well, if you have a request of a song you would like to hear, of course, it's got to be a Mystic song because that's all we play at Mystic Records Radio. Give us a call at 646-478-3594. Okay, here's a good one. This goes out to Chipper Gore.
Across the nation.
Tipper, could I dream from your slipper? We could do all those crazy things that you hear about in the lawn. Mrs. Gore, couldn't you give me more? I know you're married, but your husband.
The song is funny to us who remember Tipper Gore. She was the one who, Vice President Al Gore's wife, she was responsible for putting parental guidance on our music, and El Duce was the cause.
Focus on the pain.
Forget to party or go home. I'm signing out because I screwed up. Have a good day. Bye.